Dear visitor, welcome to the castle chapel. The chapel, at least in its most recent restoration, dates back to 1690. The portal is 16th century but devoid of friezes. It has a rectangular space of about 50 square meters and an apse, also rectangular, leading to a small room used as a sacristy. On the apse, where there is a rudimentary masonry altar, one can admire an artistic wooden tabernacle from the first decade of the 17th century with Corinthian columns that prospectively mark out the space. Overlooking the altar are two screened balconies to the left and right. Only the one to the left of the altar is practicable by means of a small compartment for the choir. The one on the right, cut into the outer wall, obeys the law of symmetry, and at the same time frames a window of light. On the altar was placed a marble statue with gold friezes depicting the Madonna of Trapani, made by Mancino in the year 1519. Today, it can be admired at the Civic Museum in the cloister of the Carmelites. Architecturally, the chapel's only merit is its lunetted vault, decorated with geometric ornamental motifs, typical of 18th century classicism. The chapel walls are frescoed with the use of trompe-l'œil. Fresco painting reproducing simple floral motifs is present mainly to replace the absence of architectural reliefs. The shape of the vault is pavilion and measures more than 8 meters high in the center, allowing, by means of a balcony over the entrance arch, access to the chapel. This gallery must have had a dual function, that of disengaging the rooms on the first floor adjacent to it, and that of a matroneum, reminiscent of the classical solutions of Romanesque churches, from which the lords of the castle participated in the sacred liturgy. We have no certain elements to establish whether the wall mass of the chapel is part of the extension works of the castle or is a readaptation of pre-existing bodies that took place during a general restructuring of the east wing. It is probably an added building, for the construction of which the area annexed to the ramparts of the northeastern bastion would have been used. A substantial extension and renovation work, therefore, to which the rooms on the first floor adjacent to the party hall are also linked. I now invite you to continue your visit, heading towards the bastion of the castle.